My wife and I occasionally eat out. And you know, one of the things that makes it pleasant is a good waiter or waitress. Now, I don't mind tipping for good service. The water glasses are filled, the food is on time, the coffee is kept hot. There's attention to your needs, and the check is there when you're ready to go. In cases like that, it's satisfying to leave a generous tip. Your heart's in it. Your attitude is positive and willing. Sadly, many of us are not that responsive in our giving to the Lord. After all, God treats us so well. Oh, I know He sometimes permits things to enter our lives that are hard, but even those things work together for good. We can often see this in retrospect. David, the sweet psalmist of Israel, endured hardship, but wrote, "Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according to thy word." How does God deal well with us? For starters, He serves us with life and breath every day. We enjoy His good gifts, His generous provision of health, a place to call home, work to accomplish, and rest and joyful times with our loved ones, not to mention our relationship as His loved and redeemed children. With all this in mind, can you believe some of us are offended when it's time to show our gratitude by giving something back to the Lord? If God is so good, showers us with His love, mercy, and grace, why is it that we often give so reluctantly? Does it mean we would rather show greater appreciation to a waiter in a restaurant than we do to the Lord? And then think of your own attitude when the pastor announces that next week's sermon will be on giving to the Lord His tithe and offerings in preparation for stewardship week. Does a sermon on giving excite you or bring out a negative response? Friend, I challenge you to ask the Lord for a generous heart that gives enthusiastically and with sacrifice. And the next time there's an opportunity to give, pause to reflect on God's goodness and generosity to you. Then respond to Him in like manner out of a generous heart. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.